AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to special live coverage of the 59th annual Waukesha Christmas Parade. Brought to you by the Civic Media Radio Network and your local stations, the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our parade coverage is sponsored by Albanese's Roadhouse, an authentic Italian family restaurant, sports bar, and grill in Waukesha. Fully promoted, your local branded apparel and promotional products team. Buddy's Burgers and Custard, serving a fresh custard, homemade burgers, and much more in Waukesha. Planned Parenthood, empowering all individuals to manage their sexual health through patient services. Waukesha Auto Repair with mufflers and pipes, offering a full range of services to vehicle owners in the Waukesha and surrounding Lake Country area. And Mia's Kitchen and Pizzeria, fine cuisine and cocktails served in a lively, kid-friendly setting in downtown Waukesha. Your favorite hosts, Don Brown and others, are set up to share interviews, highlights, and reactions from all along the parade route. This special coverage of the Waukesha Christmas Parade starts now, live on the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
We should get you on the radio in a little bit.
Would hey, good afternoon. This is Downtown Donnie Brown coming to you live and local outside the office.
Yeah, we'll try to get you in here. We'll just do it. We're starting.
17 Wisconsin Avenue. Here in the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodore Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage. We welcome Mike Crute from the Mothership from Devil Radio, who'll be covering us on the street. He's walking down there now. We're also really pleased to have Earl Ingram from the Earl Ingram Show. And then joining me in this portion of the broadcast are the immortal Johnny Watermelon, who's going to be telling us about our sponsors a little bit more in depth. And Connor Boston, our phenomenal engineer, our prodigious engineer. But also my partner in crime when we broadcast the Waukesha South basketball game. So we're going to talk a little bit about that because they got a big game coming up on Tuesday. The time, as we know, it's after 3. And so the parade starts in less than an hour. But the people are starting to show up with smiles on their faces now that the Packers have beat the Bears, right? Sorry, Connor. Connor's a Chicagoan, a Southsider.
Yeah, I've been crying this entire morning.
great setup by the city. You can feel a military presence in this town. I see people on the roof. I see police undercover. I see squad cars. I see a lot of great city people hard at work as they're lining the parade up. And I see a runner. He's going to get some miles in before the parade starts. I had my friend Jenny here from the Girl Scouts. We're going to have her come back and talk about the wonderful work they're doing. And, hey, my successor in city council, First District Alderman Mike Krazine, just stopped by. He'll be marching in the parade. Mike, what can we expect from the council?
Well, the city has not had a float in a while, what I'm told, and they asked aldermen slash council members to just walk and show some support with the city, mention to people about the parade. Commission has had some great ideas and voted upon the memorial, so we're drumming up some interest and just remind people that we're the design is approved. Now we're just doing some fundraising for that, so that's big with the city. And I'm just representing District 1, and I'm also on the end of the parade with Troop 159. We call ourselves Sparkle the Patrol. Picking up, making the city cleaner than we found it.
He's not only succeeded in my district, but he's also surpassed me as the hardest working member of the city council, and that still continues.
I just keep smiling.
And you tell those council members I said that too. But hey, Mike, thanks so much for stopping by, and we're going to see you later twice.
I'll give you a double thumbs up when I walk by.
Sounds
my
great.
My family's set up right there. They're going to keep an eye on.
Fantastic.
You.
Thank you again, Alderman Krazine. Godspeed. James Santel just showed up. up, our host from Morning Cannolis. Before we put you on real quick, though, I want to invite my friend Jenny over from the Cub Scouts. They came by the office of former Alderman Don Brown yesterday, the Walk Radio Studios. Tell us what you're showing off here today.
Hi, my name is Jenny. Like you said, glad to be aboard. I'm with Girl Scout Troop 8994.
8994.
Yep, we've got two kids left who are helping to promote the unsung heroes for the Waukesha Parade last year. The dogs, the therapy dogs, the comfort dogs, the search and rescue, and the canine support groups were amazing. They assisted on scene, helping the victims get to safety, helping find other people. They assisted after the parade. They came to different events to help emotionally with people to move forward and start dealing and processing with all this. So these guys, there's a booth down here, there's a booth up the block.
And Bonnie's manning the other booth?
Bonnie's manning the other booth with Liz, are collecting donations for the dogs.
Can you hear?
And we have lists, and they're going to give them to the various groups to help give them a wonderful Christmas.
Sounds great. So
thank you.
We're so glad to have you back, and obviously very grateful for what you're able to do under pressure during such a tragic situation. We can't thank our first responders enough. As you mentioned, you're at Waukesha Memorial, and Bonnie's at Children's Wisconsin.
Yeah. And we were both on. Bonnie was here, and
we hope to have Bonnie on later, too. You know, Bonnie was there. She cared for Eric Teague. Yeah. She was there with Jackson Sparks and a few of the other victims. And, you know, it brings this, you know, that reality back to here, but we're coming back strong.
Correct.
And we are going to continue this Christmas tradition and putting a real positive spin on this. And we're grateful. I know it couldn't be an easy thing to come back, but really glad you're here.
It's okay. We're good to be back. And thank you for everything you're doing today.
Thank you, Jenny. Really appreciate it. Many blessings. Yes. James Santel, Morning Cannolis. With a special Sunday edition.
Absolutely, Don.
Afternoon cannolis.
So good to be here. What a beautiful, wonderful day. Brisk and bright, and everybody coming out all along the streets here. Wonderful seating ready to go, and great time to be in Waukesha, right?
It is, and we're so glad to have you here.
Glad to be with you, as always.
You're faculty or adjunct faculty at Marquette in your retirement?
I sometimes do some speaking there, yes, exactly.
Yeah, so were you rooting for the Eagles yesterday?
You know, we're always in favor of good sporting events, right? Whoever wins, that's what we're in favor of, so that's always a good
thing.
Sounds
like you're spending some time with Mayor Riley after the meeting, after my show yesterday. Very good, James. Yeah, it was great. I mean, you got to root for both teams, and you root for a good game. Turned out to be a great game. Went all the way to overtime, but
absolutely.
I think I was leaning towards Shaka Smart squad this time.
Good, exciting event, and again, good to be a part of that, and even observing and being a part of Wisconsin generally. So that's always
great.
Good stuff. Always
terrific.
Good stuff. Right, wonderful.
Sounds good.
And we've got a beautiful day here, right?
We really do. Yeah, good sunshine.
Right.
Feels a little bit warmer than last year. So let's keep it. Hi to Sarah Harrison, who just walked by.
Just was driving in down Main Street, and again, seating all up and down the street, and everybody safe and secure, and good security police force out, but anticipating a great, great day here. So all good things.
Really can't wait for all the fun to start.
You bet. We'll be a part of it right here on Wisconsin Avenue.
Sounds great.
Right.
Well, we hope to have you on throughout the broadcast when you're available. Get some hot chocolate, and if you're able to, or have maybe one of our associates, I could really go for one right now. And don't be afraid to throw a little something in there, you know. Just some good holiday cheer is all I'm talking about.
To make the afternoon even more pleasant than it already is, right?
Sounds great.
That sounds terrific.
Actually, hang on to the mic.
Sure, we'll do that.
Jim, as I mentioned, is a big college basketball fan, and I have to shout out Connor Boston, who's joined my broadcast for the black shirt basketball season. We've seen two thrilling games already.
Yeah.
And now Tuesday, they're playing Whitnall, led by the Phenom junior 6'2 guard, Austin Hero. And I know you've heard the name Hero before because big brother Tyler, who played for Kentucky, now plays for the Heat. And little brother's living up to the expectations.
The right.
So we expect another great game on Tuesday. Connor, tell us about it.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm really excited, honestly, because the team has just been doing so well. Getting better with every single game. In the first game, they were struggling with some of the fundamentals, the free throws and things. But with the next one, they really did improve against Kettle Moraine. And honestly, it's a sight to see. It's a sight to see improvement so quick, and that's the best thing about watching high school football is that they
and basketball
or basketball. Right. Sorry about that.
It seems to be confused because Johnny's sitting next to Johnny was my color guy for football.
Right. Yeah. It's all about momentum, right? Right. It grows as you said from game to game. You actually see that. You see that on the field.
It's really been good basketball to watch.
Right. Right. Exactly. Good for you. Great. Exciting time.
College prospect players for both teams. You know, in the first two games already. So. It's been fun, and we're looking forward to a really fun season. You'll see a lot, at least twice a week we'll be on the air. Broadcast always starts at 6:30. Normally Tuesdays and Fridays, but there are the occasional Wednesday and Thursday games that creep in. So, and there's actually a Saturday afternoon game. Mm. So, and I forget, it might be Menominee Falls comes to visit that day in a great non-conference showdown. And that's another, you know, they're like always in the top five in the state.
Right.
So
right.
It is not a light non-conference schedule, but prepares them well. Yeah, them well for the Classic Eight. So
right, and Connor will be there for all of it, every single minute, start
sure
to finish.
Will, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
So
never missing a minute of it. We're expecting big things from you, Connor. So looking forward to that as well.
Rumor has it he's already gotten a Tyron Cook tattoo with Tyron jumping out of your skin. Right?
How'd you find out?
Yeah. Well,
I came here.
He inspires
people.
Up,
talk.
So.
People talk.
People talk.
Right. Yeah. That's what communication's all about.
And speaking of talking, Johnny here just can't shut up. But he's really excited because
I'm just all over it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Look at that.
John's us.
My
special friend Patty.
Just
delivered
some chocolate.
Behind every game.
Thank you, honey.
She hasn't got any for Johnny yet. So she knows.
Yeah.
That's how you keep them in line.
I'm rolling the totem pole, you know.
There you go.
Right. Good.
Oh, that's quite all right. Thank you.
I don't say that. So,
No, this is really good. But Johnny has reason to shout and because he's got some wonderful sponsors supporting our broadcast. Johnny, lead the way, if you don't mind.
You know, we got some great people that are showing just a tremendous amount of support here. I want to give a special shout out to our major sponsor, I'll call him, Joe Albanese at Albanese's Roadhouse. What a fantastic guy, man. I mean, he really stepped up and showed the support for the community. I just love Joe's place, man. It is such a classic Italian experience.
Right, right.
You know, I feel like I'm walking into a scene of The Godfather or something when I go there. I have great food.
It's warm. It's about family.
Yeah. I mean, it's so much fun.
Jim joined me for lunch there one day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was Don's best. And,
you know, and it's the only place in town, really, the only place I know of that has bocce ball courts. I mean, it's just such a cool, unique deal.
They play in the winter.
Right. And even when you go by during the regular season, they're outside, and I'm telling you what, it's a lot. Lively, fun environment.
It's Hardy's
really
stock. Stock.
Yeah.
Joe's a cool guy. And,
he sure is. We hope to have him here if he shows up.
Later.
Yeah. So, but trivia question for Johnny and Jim, because you're privy to this.
All right.
You know, whoever heard, and one of my clues is Mayor Riley was my guest yesterday on the show. One of my why would you have an Italian restaurant called a Roadhouse? What's the story behind that, George? Jim, there's a legal aspect to this. That's why I'm hoping Jim can remember.
Well, and you told me this story in great detail.
I just told Johnny 5 minutes ago. Sure.
He knows already.
This is Waukesha lore.
Has to do with government, right?
And Joe Albanese's father was a classic hospitality. You know, brother owned a place in the city. Many faithful years of service and management at Blue Mountain Country Club, and he found this great property in Waukesha, near where I live, Banting Park, but they found out after the fact that whole area at the time was zoned for commercial industrial, and so Mr. Albanese, who actually passed away earlier this year, so we keep him fondly in our hearts. I'm sorry, Johnny. Albanese's has celebrated its 40th anniversary in September.
Wonderful.
How many restaurants do you know last 40 years,
Wonderful.
Let alone 5 or 10?
But anyway,
Dom retained the services of Mayor Riley's father. They had they still have a prominent law firm here, and they read the statutes and read that in the industrial area they do allow for what are called roadhouses, which are places of entertainment for traveling business people.
Encourage commerce, right?
Yeah.
Encourage movement. And
the
business.
City wasn't crazy about that, but they couldn't turn it, you know, a good lawyer doing
the law
a great...
Is the
so
law,
the law is
right
the law.
Then?
So that's why we have Albanese's Roadhouse instead of, you know, Albanese's Pizzeria or Grotto or Italian restaurant. So
language has meaning, and it's good, great tradition. Right, Johnny?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And they've kept, because the ordinance has been changed, actually probably during my term as alderman, we'd updated the ordinance to allow for a restaurant and retail. But, Yeah, just a great, and they kept the name, you know, right, which is great. Right. There's a great story behind it. So,
right. And it is a wonderful environment over there. Great food and great place. And Johnny, as you said, just a wonderful place to be, a real iconic place here in Waukesha.
No doubt. And there's another iconic place here in downtown that you lined up as a sponsor, Johnny.
Well, there's a couple of things going on here, but Mia's.
But let's stay in the Italian category, please.
Mia's Kitchen and Pizzeria.
Yeah.
And Robert, he likes to call himself Bo.
Bo.
Is going to stop by in a little bit and explain to some of the things that they've got going on. And Mia's is a classic Italian place, too. So we're excited to hear about them and some of the things they got going on.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, Johnny, we're watching the police put together the new security gate. They had it for the first time at the Memorial Day Parade and then 4th of July. And it is in the aftermath of what happened last year. It's another great security measure to ensure the safety of the parade participants as well as the attendees.
Yeah.
So we're watching the police install that now right at the intersection here. So Barstow in Wisconsin. So,
and what a great job law enforcement is doing.
They really
have. Safe.
Yes.
It is secure because of them, because of the good attitude of everybody who's here.
Yep.
And law enforcement, our police at the top of that list. So commendations and thanks to them for making this another wonderful event.
Public Works, Parks and Recs, you know, it's an all hands on deck effort here, I believe, for the most part. So we're really, really grateful for the support we're getting from the city. Now, Johnny, you just didn't line up two sponsors.
No, I think
the expectation was two sponsors. You surpassed that. It's like a baker's half dozen or something, right?
Well, there is. I mean, we talked a little bit about Joe's Place, Albanese's, and Mia's. And then also we have Buddy's Burgers and Custard.
Buddy.
Right. And Waukesha Auto Repair, Mufflers and Pipes. Those two guys over there did a nice thing. They came on board. So
that's really nice.
You know, we've got some great local interaction here, and Planned Parenthood is going to be involved with us this afternoon. So they're going to stop by and say hi a little bit. So there's a variety of folks here. Hey, so we've got a little bit of
Earl Ingram just came back. Glad to have him on soon. Can
Earl
we hear
is
Earl
right
on the,
here? Yeah. Terrific. Yeah. Hey, Jim. Earl Ingram, good to see you, my friend. How are things? Good to have you
welcomes,
here. This
Earl.
Is wonderful.
Really glad to have you here on a Sunday.
Oh yeah.
So I'm very humbled by these great luminaries from the my hosting team. I guess you're
Earl. How are you? He's looking around.
Well, he used the term luminary. I was looking for who that first.
You're the light, man. You're the Earl of Milwaukee.
First, I needed to find a dictionary to find out what luminary stood for.
Alderperson Beth Molson just came by. Can we hand the mic to Beth real quick? Do you have a quick second, Alderperson Molson?
Happy parade
colleague.
Day.
Yes, happy parade day.
Nice to see you both. Yeah. Glad everybody's out.
Have you met Earl Ingram or James Santel?
Yes, I
Morning
have.
Cannolis.
Yes, absolutely.
Take care. Yeah, it's a great day for a parade. Nice and sunny. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, love the hat. The mayor had that on yesterday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Where do we get that again? Is that burlap and lace, I was told? I think that's what the mayor told me, but you might have a better
I do not know.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
But,
you've got enough on your plate.
We are accepting donations for the parade memorial, if anybody's interested.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Appreciate that. Thanks for your good work.
Hey, we got to talk soon, Beth, because we got to get the some civic theater on the show sometime.
Oh, I would love that.
All the major renovations.
Mm-hmm.
So will we to be continued. So I know one of the troops that plays there will be in my show next week. Your colleague Alicia Halvenslaven's involved in that group.
Oh,
so
good.
They'll be promoting a big Christmas play they're doing, or holiday play, or something during the holidays. And
fantastic.
Make a lovely
I'll spread
gift.
The word.
Yeah, so
all
terrific.
Right.
So
take care.
I appreciate you stopping by. We'll see you on the parade route, Beth. Thanks. Alderperson Beth Molson. 10th district now, I believe, with the redistricting. So Earl, back to you. I'm sorry.
Back to me.
And luminaries.
Luminaries or luminaries?
Earl has employed me as his tour guide of Waukesha. So you're getting like the Richard Scarry picture book version. You just met Alderperson Beth Molson. There'll be more along the way. So,
look, man, I'm
really glad you're here.
I'm more than excited and honored to be here in such a, you know, historic event, because it's pretty clear to say that that's what this is. And when
it
you
sure
see
is.
The people who have gathered almost a year later after such a horrific event, and to organize and mobilize and bring them together, you know, this is civic media, man. That's who we are. We're civic media, and
that's right.
And to have such a civic involvement here today is a great thing. So I'm honored to be here, man. I'm really excited. Good to be around you guys.
Yeah. And speaking of civic, Mike Crute from Devil Radio, from the mothership. Just walked in, and can we say Mike Crute and Civic in the same sentence? Sure, we can.
We can say it. Yeah. It doesn't mean it's true.
100,000 good.
Wait.
Appreciate you making the trek from Madtown.
Of course. How could I not be here? We are literally located. Our studios are right at 217 Wisconsin Avenue.
Here in the NAMI building.
We chose to be on the parade route. This is exactly where we want to be as an organization. And, of course, I got to break a little news for you boys.
Let's hear it.
Ooh.
We got a bowl game. We got a destination, Badger fans.
Really?
The Badgers to face Oklahoma State.
Nice. The Cowboys.
In the Guaranteed Rate Bowl, whatever that is.
What city is it in? Toledo?
For the 21st Ford consecutive
Field?
City. Wait. I'm
just
getting there. Come on, baby. Downtown Phoenix, Chase Field.
I'm an angry.
That's a warm weather destination.
That's what the Super Bowl is going to be, I think.
We'll take that.
Yeah, so congrats to the Badgers. That. A warm weather location. Because it was a 6-6 record, right?
Or 7-5. Yes, yeah, so I had wondered.
Nothing to, you know.
If this team was worthy of a bowl destination.
That's why I was joking around with the old Cherry Bowl in Detroit or whatever they call it now. But, no, they got Phoenix. That's like
Phoenix,
that's better than Pasadena on a good day.
Not so bad. A December 27th date.
2 days after Christmas.
But a late start date. Late kickoff time, more accurately. 9:15 p.m. Central Time kickoff.
Wow. Right after the holiday party.
Get a nap in there, folks.
Yep.
Because the Badgers are kicking off late. We'll play
and with their new coach, right?
Yeah, Luke Fickell will be at the helm. And also breaking news, my understanding, Jim Leonard's being retained by the program.
Oh, great.
He
That's
will
really
stay
good news.
On, presumably.
Okay. As D coordinator?
As the defensive coordinator of the Badgers. Although, you know, one more game like
they
this.
They must have hacked our Zoom meeting. We were talking about that earlier in the week.
Well, the Packers.
I was saying politically, it'd be a good thing to keep him. If he's in alignment with Fickell in terms of defensive approach, so
well he is a shutdown defensive coordinator and who
same as a player,
that?
Yeah. I mean, if he was from like Youngstown, he would have been a Buckeye with Luke Fickell. You know, he was that kind of a great football player.
Well, Don, let me point out, we will play the bowl game right here on the Civic Media Network,
even better
on the app on WFHR, locally grown radio. That's sort of our Badger flagship that's out of Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point area.
Nice.
Also plays in WRCE. That's Richland Center, news from the center.
Nice.
And finally, Amory, Outmarket, Minneapolis. We're going to play it out there as well. So December 27th, when the Badger Bowl game goes off, tune in to the Civic Media Network. We'll play it live for you.
And you've invited me to join you in Phoenix for the televised broadcast, right?
I'm not sure. Learfield offered me tickets for the battle for the Axe, the final game of the season, the only game I was in live attendance of this year, thanks to our business partners, Learfield, in these broadcasts.
Fantastic.
But no offers of freebies for Phoenix so far.
Understood. So
you'll have to earn it today.
Sure.
You'll have to earn it today.
Some of you are embracing this gentleman in the Packers.
These are just friends and family. We got many, many friends in broadcast.
I thought it might have been Rocker, but he's not that tall, right?
They've been coming to events. Connie and
I was going
to
say, look really familiar.
I believe he's affectionately known as Doc Weed. Everybody's
Doc
got love for Doc Weed.
Doc Weed, love it. So,
but we're out here at Wisconsin Avenue, you know, late arriving crowd in deference to the late Packer victory.
That was it. Yep.
And few things are.
And the weather, they file in a little later than your normal 4th of July. That was my observation.
Sure. It's a little chilly up there by the start of the parade grounds. But what I would say is the late Packer win will warm the cockles.
It sure will.
And should turn on a real crowd. And I would say one thing makes us all, brings us all together in this world. And I say it for you as well, Connor.
Oh, my God.
Because we all know the Bears still suck. You know, like there's clarity in the world.
There it is.
Now it just got colder, I think, at least for Connor.
No, I mean, that's been the dilemma since I was a child. So
we still
it
own
by now.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but you still got 85.
You know, how about your Buffalo Bills, man?
Big win at New England against the big rival in the defense of the Giants. I was so glad to have so many guys come back from injured reserve. So
really,
that was helpful. And
I was just
like
wishing you merry holidays.
Yes,
I don't care about your team, man.
We're Titletown AFC, man.
Come on, baby. I'm a homer.
You got to be on the Bills bandwagon.
I was always
a Packers fan, too, though.
Packers, and when spring training starts, Brewers, man, the rest of it. We don't care as much about those things.
Understood.
But, Don,
what
can we expect today? What's the schedule of events?
There's like 80 in the lineup here. And so I'll just start off with the first, 5 or 10. They're called the Parade Stillwalkers, sponsored by Home Federal Savings Bank. Waukesha Police Honor Guard, that'll be really cool. City of Waukesha Police Department. They're followed by the fire department. There'll be a memorial float sponsored by the city's Chamber of Commerce. So,
it's very tasteful.
I hear there's some amazing floats this year.
Blue, sort of a, obviously, maybe not obvious, but sort of a snowflake theme. I've taken pictures of the memorial float. And
sure.
They're lining up just up the road here, I would say, maybe a third of a mile up the road at the beginning of the parade
Cutler
route.
Park. Yeah.
And we're closer to the end of the parade route here, aren't we, Don?
We sure are. But you're going to love this, Mike, because you'll be helping us out there in the front, kind of keeping everyone posted, we hope, yourself or Earl or both. We'll see. We'll have some people out there in the field.
You got to utilize this, man. Well, you got some talent up there at the front end.
Yeah, you got to have Harold. But hey,
it's like when you're Watson, you got to throw me the ball.
Listen to the Grand Marshal is. I love this. And it follows the float. The Grand Marshal is the all first responders. And that's printed by, so that's very tasteful in light of all the heavy, all the great work they did last year. And you missed this earlier, Mike, by our friends in the Girl Scout troop, the two moms. You heard it,
And of course, I'm listening.
I forget about the great technology we have.
We're doing mass media here.
But those are two heroes on the street, as well as the canines that they had were pulling victims out of the street. And it was really, they joined us yesterday here when they were setting up and joined us in the studio and told us all about it. So we hope to have them on, hear more about their story later, and as well as other people that were here last year. So,
well, Don, you seem like the very appropriate MC for this big event today.
Thank you.
We, of course, are broadcasting it's not the one-year anniversary, but it's the first year after the tragedy of last year's Waukesha Christmas Parade, and we're broadcasting live from right here.
Live and local.
Wisconsin Avenue, Waukesha, Wisconsin. We got a whole team. Our whole team's out here working on this, Don. And
I didn't completely answer your question. Mike had me on the show briefly on Friday on Devil's Advocate, and why did they move the date? And I had the mayor on yesterday, and he'd reminded me that Sunday, it's always been the Sunday before Thanksgiving, but that's also a great time for our city employees, police and fire, to start their holiday vacation with Thanksgiving down. And it's hunting season, too. Like three of our four top people for the city were up north hunting when this happened and had to drive back. So this is a better day where we can get as many city employees as we need, especially from police and fire, and just organize a very secure and fun event. So we're really glad. It was a great strategic move. And it also follows. The tree lighting has always been this first Friday in December. We had that. Connor and I unfortunately missed it because we were watching Tyron Cook put up 45 points for the black shirts in a victorious effort. But we're on the Wags bandwagon. That's another story. There's a new star in high school basketball, and he's only 5'9" junior.
Junior,
and he makes all his points in the paint over guys like 7 inches taller than him.
Exactly.
So more on that later. But
well, that'll be an intriguing conversation about local sports. I see the fire trucks are lining up at the beginning of the parade route here, just down the way on Wisconsin Avenue in Waukesha. What's the expected start time of the parade? What can we expect people listening in the broadcast? What can they expect today, Don?
So it's 4 in the dot, and what you can expect that you haven't expected in recent years or perhaps a long time or ever is 80 exhibitors in the parade. So many people around the community, maybe even around the state, wanted to support this and wanted to participate. The mayor had indicated that they actually had to turn people away that
wanted
to march.
We're
really grateful for the support we've had, not only here in the city, but from the Wisconsin community, the Wisconsin family as a whole. So that's very special.
And, of course, we're playing this out on 540 AM, WAUK, 101 FM, the Shaw. This is our hometown. This is where this station is located, right on the parade route on Wisconsin Ave. And, you know, the one thing I've noted, there are plenty of broadcast outlets out here today as well. But when the parade is over, they'll go home and we'll still be here.
Yeah.
Right on.
So, or they also may be, going to some of our restaurants here for dinner afterwards.
Well,
so it's going to be a great night for business.
Yeah. Yeah, we're all going to have to catch some dinner. Cold air makes people hungry, doesn't it, boys?
Anybody coming by the Walker Radio Studios, we've got some hot chocolate, especially for your youngins or kids, kids 1 to 99. So if you happen to stop by the Walker Radio Studio, special thanks to Johnny Watermelon and to my wife, Melissa, for providing the urn. So plenty for everybody.
Yeah, it's a good setup in there.
Yeah, we also got some Oreo cookies as well.
It sure is.
Oh, chocolate chip.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oreo cookies.
You got everything in
Mike,
there.
Mike, I got to ask you about your hat. It's really
that
distinctive.
That is a cool hat, yep.
Now, it says nice on there, and it's very sparkly.
Only because I'm trying to fool the people here in Waukesha.
I was wondering, who in your life has the naughty hat?
Well, I'm...
He's got them both.
He's got them both.
Oh, yeah, okay. You see the whole thing? Watch this.
Oh, my God.
It's yes, the two sides of Trudy.
Naughty. Okay, it depends on your tone and your mood.
Sort of who's rhinestone got the inlays, yeah. Hologram style. I can turn
it doesn't
Trudy
get better
from
than that,
naughty
yeah.
to nice and
yeah,
vice versa.
Yeah. Well, that was good. I didn't know. I didn't think of that.
I told my wife as cool. I was putting this one on, I said, it's a holiday parade, and you know me. I can't lie to Santa. He knows I've been naughty. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No
that's
doubt,
so great.
No doubt. So... Great How are we doing on time, by the way, for the parade? Let me get my clock out here. It's 3:29, so 31 minutes away.
You know, we should probably take our first break here. We are broadcasting live from Wisconsin Avenue. We are doing live coverage, the Waukesha Christmas Parade. It's going to kick off in about 30 minutes. Don Brown, Johnny Watermelon, Connor Boston. We got James Santel. We got Crudy. We got Earl Ingram Jr. We got a whole team of civic media broadcasters. Come on down. Join us. Or listen on the radio, 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Sounds great. All right.
You are listening to WAUK, 540 AM, Jackson, W266, DR, Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This special live coverage of the 59th annual Waukesha Christmas Parade is sponsored by Albanese's Roadhouse, an authentic Italian family restaurant, sports bar, and grill in Waukesha. Fully promoted, your local branded apparel and promotional products team. Buddy's Burgers and Custard, serving a fresh custard, homemade burgers, and much more in Waukesha. Planned Parenthood, empowering all individuals to manage their sexual health through patient services. Waukesha Auto Repair with mufflers and pipes, offering a full range of services to vehicle owners in the Waukesha and surrounding Lake Country area. And Mia's Kitchen and Pizzeria, fine cuisine and cocktails served in a lively, kid-friendly setting in downtown Waukesha. And it's brought to you by the Civic Media Radio Network and your local stations, The Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Hey, we're back live and local. Christmas Parade. Don Brown, Downtown Donnie Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, your host. And we had Mayor Sean Riley here yesterday. We'll see him along the parade route. He'll be joining Fire Chief Steve Howard and Daniel Thompson, our police chief. So it'll be great to see them. They'll be early on in the parade. And we would like to welcome our first sponsor.
Allison.
Allison.
Chavez.
Stewart.
Stewart. It's not you. It's me. It's some, you know, some of the early.
Well, it's cold out.
Yeah, there's some. So it is cold
out.
But
sure,
Allison, we're really grateful. Yeah, put your headphones on, please. I'm sorry about that. So say hi. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you?
You sound great. Good, good. Thank you, Allison. Appreciate
Super
that.
Super happy to be here.
This
Thank you.
This is fantastic. And, you know, we know about the political climate and everything, but Planned Parenthood does so much more for not only young women, but young men. And families,
yes.
In terms of making, helping them get the best care they need, and also helping them, you know, with education, making the best choices. And tell us more about that if you have a sec.
Yeah, and absolutely. Today is, you know, really all about community, and that's really what I would rather talk about than anything political.
Excellent. Thank you.
Being in the community here with everyone in Waukesha today is super important to us. We do have a health center here on Main Street, and so our staff lives and works and plays here, as we say, so they're part of this community too. They have felt the pain and heartache of everything that's happened, and really what I'm so lucky that my job at Planned Parenthood is all about building relationships in the community and making sure that people know that we want people to be safe, healthy, and strong, and that extends way out beyond your sexual and reproductive health. It means, is your community safe? Are your schools good? Is your water good? Or do people have somewhere to live? Do they have warm clothing? All that stuff, it actually does relate to healthcare. So our community programming is really widespread, probably more than people know. We have an awesome education department, public affairs department, and our community relations team is brand new, and we're really trying to build it out and
build
community partnerships.
Sure. And you know, you raised a good point that I confess it, I've overlooked in many others. You are a Main Street operation here in Waukesha, and you behave like one. You're good community neighbors. You look out for the other, for your business neighbors, and provide some very worthwhile services for our community. So, but
and
when you talked about this investment in improving community relations, I think that's so invaluable because education is so important, and letting people know about the services that are out there
absolutely
is everything to me.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, and our center here in Waukesha provides family planning. Like you said, I'm so glad you said it, that we serve women and men, young people, people who always walk by our tables when we're at a festival or something and say, oh, I'm past that age. I already had my children. You know, we do a lot more than people might be aware of. In fact, one of my friends just walked right up. She's one of our promotoras de salud. So we have an amazing program that works with the Spanish-speaking community all over the
terrific.
State, and these amazing promotoras are helping people get the care they need in lots of ways, not just healthcare. So, yeah, we're out there in a way that I think people don't know.
Great. Well, with your sponsorship and your participation, let's hope we can improve upon that tremendously. Johnny, you got a question that you're going to...
Well, I did, and you just touched on it a little bit there, Allison, but I'm gonna do a little deeper dive here. I think there's a misconception that men have this kind of stereotype that they don't know how to approach Planned Parenthood, or there's some kind of stigma there. Can you help me and the listening audience kind of walk through that a little bit?
Sure.
What you could do and how a guy can get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of stigma and barriers surrounding stereotypes surrounding Planned Parenthood. So you could walk right into Planned Parenthood and make an appointment and just be seen for your own sexual and reproductive health. You could bring your son, your nephew, your neighbor, like your coworkers, whoever. We do serve anyone. We want people to know that we're a safe place for people to come, men, women, all genders. The thing is, you know, we have been around for over 100 years. I think people used to think of us just as women's healthcare, but we've really tried to broaden our horizons and, like I said, be really embedded in communities so that we're making partnerships with all kinds of community organizations to refer our patients to get involved in, to sponsor like we're doing today. We want to be involved in communities so that people see us, like you said, as part of the community that's on your main street.
Right.
So I think, you know, not just men, but people don't have to be afraid of us. We're nice people that just want the best for people's health care. We're going to talk to you about what your concerns and issues and health questions are. And if we can't solve the problem, we'll refer you to somewhere that can. But don't be afraid. Come on in and make an appointment. And if you do feel uncomfortable, you can do telehealth from your phone.
Okay, that sounds great. Hey, I had one other follow-up thing that I wanted you to touch on. You know, there's a pretty politically charged thing, and I think a lot of people have a misconception that maybe there's some hours that have changed or some places, locations have closed. I don't think that's true, is it? I mean, aren't you guys a vibrant part of all communities?
Yes, we are statewide. We have 22 health centers and two sort of freestanding what we call Launchpad, which are freestanding sites where people can access care in other community organizations, one in Beloit and one in Sparta. But we didn't close any health centers after the recent Dobbs decision. We didn't lay anyone off. We're here. We're open for family planning. We're helping people get the care they need. And, you know, we actually were hiring. I just, I'm going to keep plugging this point.
Well, that's great.
Growing.
I love that.
So,
sure.
Hey,
let's
hear looking about for
that.
A job. Yeah. I mean, we're hiring in our health centers. We're expanding in our communications department and our public affairs department. We're looking for lots of people. Unifica. So, you know, we are not... we're not going anywhere.
How do those folks get a hold of you if somebody's interested in, in that genre?
Absolutely. You can just find all of that information on our website at ppwi.org.
Okay.
And, you know, if you want to work with us, be seen by us, volunteer for us, donate to us, it's all there, one-stop shop on the website.
Great.
And we would love to talk to you.
Okay. Sounds good.
That means a lot. Connor, do you have any questions for Allison?
What type of organizations are you partnered with currently in Waukesha right now?
Oh, gosh, I should pull Amelia in to tell me. we have...
We can give her the mic.
Yeah.
Amelia.
No, I'm putting her on the spot there.
She's giving me a tap.
Allison, that's your job.
Don't make me talk.
Right. We're at a parade today. We're not working.
That's right.
We've referred to the Women's Center. We are recruiting promotoras de salud like Amelia who can help connect people.
Nice.
If people have... now, my focus areas in this position are not yet in Waukesha, so now you're putting me on the spot, and I don't know everywhere local. But we're working on a resource guide for
Terrific.
Waukesha. That's what Amelia is telling me.
Nice.
What we're always looking for is, do we know the primary care places people can be seen, especially if they don't have insurance or they're undocumented? We're always looking for where can we refer for specialty care, like if people need a mammogram, urology care for men. We're always looking to make sure that we're partnering with homeless organizations that serve people who are unhoused, local schools, all of that. So we are growing. If you're a community organization out there who wants to work with us, give us a call.
Allison, next I have James Santel from Morning Cannolis.
Allison, good to see you.
Hi.
Glad to have you here. Right, this is important work that you so talk.
Didn't know you were going to get ambushed, did you?
Exactly. This is it's like a Sunday morning talk show. And again, so wonderful to see you here. Animating much of what you said is all about the humanity, right?
Yeah.
And engaging with human beings. Tell us more about some of those stories, even about affecting people and the ways in which you change lives.
Oh, my gosh. What a great question. Well, you know, when you are coming to Planned Parenthood for a specific sexual reproductive health appointment, of course, what we want you to know is that you can come in and be seen and we'll keep your information confidential.
Sure.
That's a big thing that's important to a lot of people. If you are looking to do gender-affirming hormone therapy, you can do that with us. We're going to use your correct pronouns. We're going to refer to you how you want to be referred to. But since our promotora is standing right here with me, I'm thinking about what they do. Our community health workers, health promoters out in the Spanish-speaking community are helping people. During COVID, they would be taking phone calls in the middle of the night from people who were like, I don't know what this is. What's going on?
And I need assistance right now.
Yes.
What do I do in this moment?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. So we are trying to make sure that people know that we are really there for them in a way that's personal. And, you know, as I'm building my staff, we're doing things like back to school bashes where we're giving out backpacks filled with school supplies. And people don't think about that when they think of Planned Parenthood.
Right. It's all a part of an overall supportive humanity that you do once again, right?
Absolutely.
Right? The entire person and supporting everybody in every aspect of their lives. It's amazing how even those, I shouldn't call them small things because they're not, but those small things like a backpack, a package of things that are important for hygiene or for even some over-the-counter medical support, tremendously important.
Absolutely.
In ways
and
that I suspect you know well.
Exactly. If you have a good experience in healthcare, it stays with you. If you have a bad experience in healthcare, it stays with you.
It stays with you as
well. So that's really important to us.
Yeah. Right. Wonderful work that you're doing.
No doubt.
What a delight, what an honor once again to have you here.
Yeah, really
part of this.
So let me tell you, Allison Chavez Stewart.
Yes.
From Planned Parenthood and her cohorts. Mm. Thank you for the work that you do. We'll have to have have you on This Week in Waukesha one of these Saturday mornings.
Yeah, so I'd love
Jim brings morning cannolis for his morning cannoli show.
There's some bakery here. They're actually
hot
cannolis,
right?
And Don also from time to time also brings some wonderful things to eat to make it through our mornings.
And when we do that, I'll bring our local Amelia and our local people.
That's why the Office of Former Alderman Don Paul Brown exists here at Walk Radio, so we can have those resources available to our citizens. So thank you again for your sponsorship and your support for Walk Radio and for the parade. And enjoy the parade today.
Yes,
and the
thanks work for you having us here. Right. And we just we love this community. We're glad to be here at the parade this year.
We're glad to have you. Thanks again.
Thank you.
So I want to jump over to Mike Crudy because, Mike, I heard some drums going earlier. Has the parade started early? Do we got Mike? They may be sitting.
It did sound like there were some drums out there. Yes.
Yeah. So, but then it stopped. So maybe it was just a warm-up. We just wanted to make sure we weren't missing anything.
Would not want to do that.
Before we go to a real quick break, Johnny's going to be guardian ad litem for at least one, maybe two of the sponsors, and we got to give them some time. Johnny really did his homework on them. Johnny.
Yes, sir.
Who are we talking about now? Is that Waukesha Auto Repair?
Sure, we can talk about those folks.
Yeah,
what a great place, man.
Yeah, what's going on? What do they do? I heard something about mufflers. And
you know, you ever get the feeling when you shake somebody's hand that they just got it going on? They look you in the eye and they got the mechanics. Kind of
a wet
handshake
fish
thing.
Yeah.
So Justin and Todd over there. Man, those guys really know their stuff. I mean, they got the background. They just got all kinds of years of experience. And they're old school, man. I mean, they take care of you. They're great, great personal service dudes. They got some great mechanics on staff. They have a very clean shop. I was just really impressed all around with
Sounds
everything
good.
That they do. And they're local guys. They've been around forever.
What's their address?
They are at 350 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha.
All right. Sounds good over in Sunset.
Yeah, right. You know where
location.
The Sunset Bowl is?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of folks know where that is because it's a little bit bigger building.
That's right.
They got a nice
Michael's
spot over
restaurant.
There. You got to ask them about their 67 Coupe de Ville.
There you go.
He offered me a great offer. I think that'd be a talking point when you get over there.
Sounds good.
But, you know, we got a lot of Waukesha's finest walking around today.
We sure do, yeah.
A lot of presence on the street.
Thank you. Is that Officer Nick? Good to see you
how
again.
How are going, gentlemen? On the corner of Barstow and Wisconsin Avenue, there is a clear impediment to traffic, clearly in deference to the history of this event. But for those that are considering whether or not it's safe to come out and view this today, I would say there are a lot of sort of means going on to make sure people feel safe and that they are safe. And that this is a safe event for all press.
And, Mike, apologies to you. I thought you were in the field. And,
no, not yet, man.
We heard the drums going. We heard drums going, and it sounded like it was going down Main Street. Like, has the parade started 20 minutes early? And so we just wanted, but it turns out like they're just warming up. So,
of course, man.
We
drum
are
line. Yeah, you're just warming up. We're all just warming up.
Good,
it actually is not too bad here, although the sun has left us.
It's,
we're no longer
this
on
this is like
the
Rose Bowl. Like, halfway through, it's just going to go under. Under the San Andreas Mountains and
but if you
into
look
the dark.
Clearly, as the chairs can tell you, we are strategically located here.
Yep.
At 217 Wisconsin Avenue, there are lots of people that have chosen this very location because we're basically the grand finale right here, aren't we, boys?
It's like that scene at the end of Star Wars, A New Hope, where they get their medals and, you know, the princess, and it's a big celebration.
Well, you know, I'm going to take the senior executive level sales director of Civic Media, Roxanne Charles, up the street with me.
I thought I saw her, yes.
I think she has probably a better sense of taste than I. And we're going to sort of describe the cavalcade of parade floats and different wonderment that we're soon to see. And then we'll send your way, Don.
I appreciate
your way,
that.
Johnny.
Because, you know, those salespeople have the gift of gab, you know, and it's. You want to hear the pitch. You want to hear, and I'm sure she's got a great elevator pitch.
This is the Macy's site, right?
That's it. Yeah.
You know, I'm just looking.
We're getting there.
I'm just hoping not to be mistaken for a blimp, Jim. That's my real goal here. But come on down and see us. We're at 217 Wisconsin Avenue. The roads are closed in the downtown Waukesha area, so you are going to have to walk at this time. And you do feel safe. There are plenty of Waukesha's finest on the scene, making sure that there are no sort of alley entries or strange points of entry into this. Yep. There'll be no pranksters. There'll be no kids trying to scare people.
Not a good year for streakers or pranksters.
Well, it'd be a little chilly
maybe
for the streakers.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Don, you're considering it right now.
That's
shaking
it,
the clock.
And is KFC open?
Of course. It's the time to start thinking about the holidays and family and this Waukesha family. We appreciate you guys putting on this event for us. But I'm going to get ahead of the crowd.
Yeah.
I'm going to get ahead of the parade route.
You're going to love Main Street, Mike. It's just like that Christmas parade in A Christmas Story.
Buddy, I'm just going to tell you what I see. I'll give you a firsthand account. Like I'm an eyewitness in a court of law, James Santel.
Nice.
Doing exactly that. We'll look forward to that. And all of the color commentary coming from Mike Crute and Don and Johnny right here on Wisconsin Avenue, which is
great. Yes.
Just terrific.
Thank you, James Santel. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple minutes here with the 59th annual Waukesha Christmas Parade. Don't go changing.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
This special live coverage of the 59th annual Waukesha Christmas Parade is sponsored by Albanese's Roadhouse, an authentic Italian family restaurant, sports bar, and grill in Waukesha. Fully promoted, your local branded apparel and promotional products team. Buddy's Burgers and Custard, serving up fresh custard, homemade burgers, and much more in Waukesha. Planned Parenthood, empowering all individuals to manage their sexual health through patient services. Waukesha Auto Repair with mufflers and pipes, offering a full range of services to vehicle owners in the Waukesha and surrounding Lake Country area. And Mia's Kitchen and Pizzeria, fine cuisine and cocktails served in a lively, kid-friendly setting in downtown Waukesha. And it's brought to you by the Civic Media Radio Network and your local stations, the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Downtown Donnie Brown, host of This Week in Waukesha, here right outside of our studio, getting ready for the 59th annual Waukesha Christmas Parade. As I see young David Jimenez walking by. Good to see you, sir, star athlete. Love to see him and his brothers on the diamond. I'm back with Johnny Watermelon, and we're talking about the next sponsor. Johnny, you're up.
Okay, brother. I want to talk a little bit about Fully Promoted. These guys are pretty special, man. They're up on Sunset, 147
Another Sunset. I love the Sunset businesses supporting downtown.
Sunset Strip. You know, they're a little bit out of the classic Waukesha downtown area, but, man, what a great group of business people up there. Mm-hmm. I went up and talked with Adam and Avery. Man, I'm telling you what, they surprised me. They do a lot of work with civic organizations like the police departments and the fire departments. I mean, they'll do
anything.
And now
Civic Media.
Yeah, and now Civic Media. So what great sponsors they've been. And they do just a variety of different things. Uniforms, hats, stickers.
Sure.
Anything that you want, man, they can get it. And you know what's the funnest thing is they're just really comical guys. When you walk in there and you do a little dialogue with them. Yeah, they're just fun to interchange with.
You got to have that sense of humor in that business as a former agency guy.
They always tell me, you know, you'll leave with a smile one way or another. So you got to like that.
Sounds
so
good.
You know, I just like that place, and they're small, enough.
How'd you get a hold of? How'd you find them, Johnny?
You know, I was going into a very famous rib place next door.
Pat's Ribs?
Well, you said it.
Love it. Hey.
Yeah, so I was going into Pat's Ribs, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to go over there and say hi. And we spent a long time. We just got to know each other. They said, yes, we're coming on board. So
that sounds great. This is like a B2B promotional shop, right?
Yeah.
It's really neat stuff. Okay.
Yeah. You know, and they'll do one
thing.
What's
their website? Do they have a site?
Yeah, sure.
Sorry about that.
It's www.fullypromoted.com.
www.fullypromoted.com.
Yep. And I was really impressed with all the work they do with the police departments and the fire departments along here in Waukesha and Racine and a couple of different other places.
Sure.
So, man, they got it going on.
Yeah. Speaking of going on, I just want to mention, and I guess I have to be
sensitive about this. That we see other media outlets here where there's a video TV camera next to us. We know TMJ has a big role in this, and
sure,
honestly, just happy to get that support from the larger media community that they're making an investment in making this special. And I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge that. And then our presence here with Civic Media and our local focus here, talking to the people that make this city. We'll be talking to a lot of the people sitting and watching the parade, some young friends.
And as we watch like Mike Curry and Rexy,
they're headed out into the field. Yeah, they're going
to
they get to be on Main Street, so that'll be fun. Yeah,
that was like double trouble.
So I get to be Dick Clark here back at the thing, but they're the ones out there on Times Square.
Yeah.
Yep. So
and making it all happen here in Wisconsin.
Jenny McCarthy and whoever the coach is on New Year's Eve.
Right.
Donnie Wahlberg, maybe.
Right.
So.
And you know, to your very good point that this is all about Waukesha, to be sure, but a real sense that all of Wisconsin, frankly, the entire nation, knows about this and is looking to this and recognizing that Waukesha and Wisconsin and this community overcomes challenges of the past, and this is a real affirmation of that. So
it sure is.
It really is wonderful. I was mentioning to you when we were together yesterday that spending some time on the campus of Marquette University, their banner headline past week is Waukesha Strong, and that's in downtown Milwaukee in Urban University, as we know.
Jesuit University.
Exactly, right? And looking to the west, looking to this community that is in their neighborhood, is a part of their community, and saying we are a part of that. So really important to acknowledge what you just said, which is the notion that we're all together in this, and it's beyond Waukesha. It is a true community focus.
Yeah, and speaking of acknowledgments, Jim, I just want to take a quick break for station identification. Calvin, do your thing, man.
If you're looking to improve your home, you need to check out Tundraland in Waukesha. Redesign your bathroom with showers you'll want to sing in. Tundraland offers one-day installation, flexible financing, jacuzzi bath remodel, shower and bath systems, customizable options, and they have employee installers. If you mention WAUK 540 AM or 101 FM The Shaw, you can get a $500 gift card for your next project, which is great because they also do decks and cabinet refacing. Visit the showroom at 1741 Dolphin Drive in Waukesha and mention The Shaw sent you.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Yes. Live and local. Outside the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios, here in the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodora Yellman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage. And we're getting close to start time, and getting near that starting line and heading down Main Street is Mike and Roxanne. We'll be giving them a nod in just a minute or two. It's 4 minutes before the start time. So I have a gentleman here. What's that?
Hey, it's Bo Blasphemias.
Bo Blasphemias is here. Can we give Bo the mic, please, James? Sure, and you can put the headgear on if you want.
Oh, sure.
Feel part of it. Oh, yeah, you can do the whole. Yeah. Oh, Bo's going to go for the headgear. He wants to be the football coach. You got it. Yep, just like that,
just like
sir.
That. Look at
there
that.
You go.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Bo, welcome. We're really glad you could be. Thanks for your sponsorship, too. So.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here.
You got it.
This is great.
The Menzels just came in.
Thank
so,
you.
Yep.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to
meet you as well. Glad to have you here.
Ben and Amy Menzel. Sorry about that. But, Bo, Mias, you know what I love about going to Friday Night Live is I go down that street, where Clinton Street, right?
Absolutely.
And Mias has this beautiful outdoor cafe and always a great band.
Yeah.
And it's such a great ambiance for Friday Night Live. It really is a fixture, an anchor, in my opinion. So, and then there's your restaurant inside, your classic
Absolutely.
Italian.
We're going to continue doing that. We got some really cool, exciting things coming to that. I don't want to reveal too much about the Friday Night Live,
sure,
but we're going to
continue
doing that. We're still looking for some more bands to fill some slots. So,
love it.
Right. For those,
some
anybody
wonderful
out there.
Music there in a terrific venue.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, so. Definitely. Definitely.
Good. Yeah, me and Jim and Johnny are working on a cover band, so we'll let you know.
Right.
So.
Oh, we're headline. Booking in a few weeks down the road.
Yeah,
we're still working on
some
here.
So. How you doing, Bo?
I'm great.
No, I got blues harp. You got the washboard.
What? I'm an old blues harp man.
We could do dueling blues. Yeah, but enough about us. Let's talk about Mias. I heard, too, tonight you're going to give out some hot cider from 3 to 8.
So nice. There's some hot cider. We've been doing that since Friday.
Adult version and kids version?
Of course. Of
love
course.
It.
We have a few people that are coming out for it.
Johnny, we're even hiding this guy. I love him. Sorry, but keep going.
That's all right. You know, I love Waukesha. What can I say? I grew up in Pewaukee, just next door.
All right.
So it's a really good opportunity just taken over Mia's recently. It's been an excellent transition.
Sure.
It's been a wild time. The neighbors have been really great to me.
Sure.
Little shout out to the Steaming Cup and People's next door. They have been a huge help to me. I know Funky Monkey's trying to, just get started there, but they've been a huge help to me as well. So
wow, that's great. You love to hear that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The welcoming in the community has been an outpour, and I love it.
Sure.
We're looking at different ways and how we can give back. It's a perfect time of year. On December 27th, we'll be hosting a community give back opportunity where you get to come in. We'll have a special menu that night.
Outstanding. Wow.
Come in, grab a plate. It's completely free.
Really?
Sit down with us. Meet our head chef, Chad. He's great. He's been there for a long time. He's retained with us since the previous ownership.
Sure.
So you'll find that the food is still the same and great as it's always been.
I wasn't sure if I were aware of that. It's
Wow. Okay. So under new ownership.
And are you the owner too?
I am.
Fantastic.
Yeah. You'll see me in there. I serve. I cook. I
doing
clean.
All the things.
I do all the things
does,
that
right?
absolutely,
that's
and that's okay.
Right? Yeah.
I love doing what I'm doing.
That's a great space for that too. That's an ideal.
Absolutely.
With staffing being a big issue in the restaurant business, you guys are well set up.
We are. And you know what? We had a little bit of a staffing at the beginning, but we had a really strong push. We did great, and I'm proud to say that we're at full capacity right now. We're
great.
Doing great all with right. staff.
It's terrific.
Yeah.
Good. What is the date and time again of that special community event, the 27th?
So that is December 27th from 4 to 7 o'clock p.m. Come on out.
And that's it's the Monday after Christmas? Is that?
Right. It's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah,
right.
Tuesday after Christmas. We're not traditionally open on Tuesday, but for that night, we're making it open.
And
doors are
some
open
of the
for
wonderful
everybody.
Foods there, right?
Yeah,
getting a
definitely.
Feel for the menu.
And what are your hours again normally?